The nation's number one radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info, Lagos. Top of the morning to you once again. It's 5 minutes past the hour. Welcome to the last 1 hour of the show, Morning Crossfire. I'm Sheriff Quadri. You can watch us live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can join us live. This morning, we'll be taking a look at the president's speech last night. We'll try and look at all the areas the president touched on. Some of the areas that you felt that he could have said one or two things about, we'll speak about that, those areas as well. But in the meantime, please watch us online, Facebook and YouTube, and let us know what you think about the president's speech, your assessment of the president's speech. That will be a welcome one. If you can drop a comment for us on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 as well. If you're watching, you know that I have a guest already on the show this morning, Ireti Bakare. It's one of our own. Ireti, morning to you.
He calls me a guest. It's not true. Don't mind it. He's my ogre. And I literally, you all say you want me on this, right? And I literally have to, he was like, Chef, why don't you talk to me anymore? Doesn't talk to me. Hello.
How you doing?
I feel privileged to be here. Everybody's like, you're here this early. I said, he allowed me in. What to do? When he lets me in, I can come in. When he says no, they say a woman.
It was a pleasure to have you here. Anytime.
Yeah. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm okay. I'm all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're talking.
The president's speech. I mean, let's begin with your assessment of the speech itself. I mean, the overall speech. How did you process it?
I would ask those who need to hold on very carefully and just drive safely and not bash their cars because they're going to be disturbed, but I thought it was a brilliant speech. I thought the delivery, the delivery top-notch, the articulacy top-notch. He used the right words. Yes, Ufoma. You can see my troublemaker, my best troublemaker has just walked in, say it's going to be, what did you call it, crosstalk? Forget crosstalk. This one is going to be Gbazbo's talk. Yeah, yes. Permit me to listen. He used the right words throughout. I felt his empathy, and you would have to be made of stone not to feel the empathy. He actually put in a lot of effort to keep saying, I feel you, I hear you. Also, alliterations. What he used a lot was alliterations. And here's the thing about alliterations. Alliterations in speeches are forms and ways. One of the smart things that English language has, you know, we have more, but, you know, one of the few smart things about the English language is when you use alliterations, things tend to stay in people's heads. So it's like a rhythm. So you follow it. So it's like, I don't know, if I was to sort of give an exclamation and say, good God, I'll look for the parts that he used the alliterations. It was in one of the latter numbers. You know, you'll remember it because it's a plum, you know, the elites of the elites. Now, here's the thing about that elite of the elites. I call it cognitive dissonance. I mean, come on. President Tinubu, you are talking about the elite of the elite as if he wasn't part of that. I mean, as if you were not part of that. In fact, when we have the elite of the elite of the elite, that's where you sit. But so that's the cognitive dissonance that you know, he did there. But that was also part of the alliteration. The other thing that I liked about this speech was, and many may have missed that. The part where he pretty much admitted, without saying it, that they left a gulf between him saying subsidy was gone and these measures that they're bringing in. He pretty much admitted that. And rather than say, you know, much as he didn't say, I'm sorry, look, you know, we should have done it better, rather than say, you know, we did say it, but we were wrong and you guys were right and we went back to sit. He talked over it. But the fact of the matter is it was acknowledged. And that for me was good enough because, you know, Ufama, you're Yoruba anyway. You know, like they say, kakakomo kude pamilayo, maasho juru. So he just did that. Yes, you know, because agbalagbas, you know our elders, that they never say sorry. They just say it's like you didn't hear me or something like that, you know. So he did do that. So in whole, when for me, when I wrapped the whole speech together, what I heard was So then of course we talk about the measures. I haven't talked about all the measures. Ooh, they were huge. They were big. The man had been hearing, he had been listening. He's clearly not deaf. Now, apart from that, you know, and I like the fact that we Nigerians, whether you're pro or against, we do like to feel that we own what the president is saying because we've been saying it. And why shouldn't we? We like to feel that he's been hearing us. Mm. Even if he had been doing that before, the fact that we were saying it certainly would have been confirmation at the very least that they were on the right track. Mm. So I like the measures that they brought up. I like the fact that they mentioned financial inclusion because, as you know, those are my people. Mm. Those are the ones that I feel very, very passionate about even more so. I like the fact that he's doing 75 big businesses. Please, people, it's not 75 businesses. Mm. It's 75 manufacturing businesses. We're going to talk about, because I'm going to want my brother to
put everything on the table.
We're going to talk about that. We've also got to talk about, here's the thing we've got to talk about. Here's a government, Ufoma. I know you're going to die. Me too, I almost died. I'm like, okay, what you playing at, Willis? What you playing at? Because here's a government that wants to give loans 9% in a 22% interest rate economy. We got to talk about that. Ifoma, calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Come eat. So that's where we are.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because we need to break this down one after the other, right? Let's first talk about, let's begin from how the president started by what Ireti said earlier, elite of the elites, admitting that there are a few cabals and all of that. Ufoma, we discussed this yesterday.
My thoughts are already known.
You know, so let's take it forward by the president admitting and accepting the fact that, look, there is hardship in the land. To what extent do you think Nigerians assimilated that information, and what impact do you think that would have?
Just before I get to that, I said, when, you know, Ireti mentioned articulate. I'm not sure that's the right word to actually express or explain the president's speech yesterday.
What would you use?
Jaga. No. Get my angle. There were a few mispronounced words.
Hold on, the whole of Nigeria. Come on. Have a H factor. They have a V factor.
Can you allow me talk?
Is chicken not chicken?
No. That's not what I'm talking about, Sheriff. You were here yesterday. We listened to the broadcast.
I listened to it too.
You know, that's why I said, when you said articulate. Now, the choice of words, I would not deny. I think I said that yesterday. For the first time in a long while, we saw a president who had...
Who
more or less could feel the pulse of the nation. Unlike his predecessor, who had the indifferent, I don't care
attitude. Well, I couldn't even understand him.
I didn't vote him in 2015. I voted him in 2011, but I voted him in 2015,
you see.
Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is I disagree with the articulate part, but that's not why we're here. Let's not go back and forth on the issues that are not relevant. But articulate,
join Ufoma and for over 10. Because he needs to, what are you talking?
Let's move on.
We saw the text.
Yeah.
And some of the text didn't really match with the words. I'm just trying to tell you that articulate is probably not the word to use for the speech yesterday. But that being said, I also like the fact that he felt the pulse of the nation. Mm. What I didn't like was that beginning. You know, and I've said it yesterday, that whole talk of, there's a small elite, there's a small people who are benefiting. Like I said yesterday, I heard Jonathan say it.
Everybody says it.
You know, a couple of years ago when he wanted to remove subsidy in 2011, December or thereabout, I heard Buhari say it for 8 good years, talking about how it's been benefiting a small elite, a small section. And the question I always ask is, you know these elites, you know these smugglers, you have the instruments of power. Why are you making Ufoma and the ordinary man listening to Nigeria Info go through the hard pain of removing it when you could as well use the instrument of power to get at those small elites and smugglers and people who have been benefiting, these small 0.001% of the elites who have been benefiting from these supposed subsidies.
Yeah.
But that being said, the fact that, I think Iriti also mentioned something about he kind of admitted but didn't admit. I would have preferred a situation where he accepted and said, oh, I was wrong. I would love that from my president. Because remember, in the same broadcast, he mentioned that the previous government had made provision for subsidies till the end of June. He said that.
He said it again.
Good. Now, the previous government made provisions in the budget. Whether they brought the money out or not is a different matter. But they made provisions till the end of June. Your speech was May 29th. There was a whole 1 month still left, at least, for people to benefit that subsidy. But you came on May 29th and you said, subsidy is gone. And what happened? The market reacted. And so, admitting now that, oh, okay, there was a gap that, you know, between removing the subsidy and when all of these policies to sort of ameliorate it, admitting it is more or less admitting that, oh, the speech I made on May 29th was wrong. Because you could have used that 1 month to prepare for these palliatives, these shock absorbers, and prepare people's mind that, oh, don't forget, oh, PIA has been signed in 2021. Oh, we should have removed subsidy 1.5 years ago, but now we left it until the end of June. So everybody, prepare your mind. I think that Nigerians would have been a lot more prepared
in this economy.
Just a second. I'm saying that if you're going to admit July 31st that there is a gap between when we announced it and now that we're trying to bring out
solutions,
you could have as well on May 29th not announce it, but tell people that, remember, June 30th is by the corner. This and this and this is what my government is looking at. People will prepare their minds. But you and I did not prepare. Immediately he made that speech, 30 minutes later, there was a reaction in the market.
As a matter of fact, it was even before the speech.
Exactly. 2 days before the speech. Because people were waiting for him to say it. If he had not said it, we wouldn't. The reaction in the last one month after he made that speech, you know, we would have not had those reactions.
Ufama, I must respond to that. And here's the thing. We seem to forget something in Nigeria. Even when they give you a year's notice on something, look at what everything, NIN,
BVN.
BVN.
Then give people the benefit of the doubt.
Permit me. We keep giving, and here's the thing. Because it is such a big deal. Because subsidy is literally saying to us, look, miss, mister, person, child, whatever, young person, you are going to be spending a heck of a lot more from your earnings, whatever that is, than you were spending before. Anything that, even things that doesn't take money out of us in Nigeria, we don't respond to properly. Now, bear in mind that we are in a country of rent seekers and speculative so-and-sos, right? Okay. Now, even if he had said, this thing is going in 2 months, so we still would. 3 days before his speech, 3 days before his speech, people started putting petrol prices up. They started doing all sorts of things.
They started hoarding. Hoarding is different. Just a second. I was only reacting I made a mistake. Because we have all suffered the mistakes. That's my point.
I agree with you. And this is where I go back to who we are as a person. Because, you know, I wrote something on a group this morning. I said, the long and short of this, the proof of the pudding is not just in the eating. The devil is in the detail. The detail is in the implementation. And unfortunately, the implementation is done by humans, not just humans, the human Nigerian. Just take that in for a second. The human Nigerian, which is of a which is of a particular unique mix.
Let's move on very quickly. Let's talk about some of the things that the president mentioned. He mentioned 1 trillion naira in subsidy savings, and there was a question this morning, you know, by a caller who said that, look, if we'd been borrowing money to pay subsidy. We're literally borrowing money to pay subsidy.
So we were told.
And so we're told, right? And we're not borrowing again because we have stopped paying subsidy. So where is the
savings?
Why
then did you get?
Where is it? Where are we saving from?
Do you
get the analogy?
I get.
So we're borrowing to buy something.
So you're saying
because
we're not borrowing anymore.
But
it's
we don't need
saving.
That thing anymore. So we're not borrowing anymore. So wait,
sure.
because even the NNPC said that the federal government stopped paying subsidy.
Sheriff.
Since last year.
The simple answer to that is that I remember I mentioned this yesterday. Yeah. Nigerians over the years have lost trust in government. Because government, I'm not talking about the present government, I'm talking about Nigerian government
overall.
Since I was born at least. Because governments over the years have not given Nigerians reasons to trust them. Remember, at the beginning of the President Buhari administration, when this whole talk of subsidies were taking off, remember they told us subsidies, we've stopped paying subsidies. A few months later, the Vice President is quoted as saying, we have saved so billions from not paying subsidies. Just put it on the internet. You will see the headlines from various newspapers. Question would be, if supposedly you've saved 1 trillion, just like you told us some years ago, why did you have to ask the National Assembly for monies to borrow for palliative?
Why did you have to borrow
Why are you borrowing 500 billion when you've saved 1 trillion? I think it just adds to the... It just adds fire to the issue of...
Maybe it's passed because we actually need more than 500 billion.
But the simple person in me would think, like the caller said, if you're saving 1 trillion, why are you borrowing 500 billion?
Right. So remember that 500 billion was already borrowed, had already been borrowed by the previous administration.
Yep.
So, and he's saying we have saved 1 trillion now. One of the things that I don't understand is... The NNPC in itself continues to confuse Nigerians with their magical mathematics and I don't even know. I mean, look, if you think jam maths is hard, these NNPC seem to have a different type of maths.
They are both player.
And play
in the same market.
And this is the thing. And this is the other part I was going to. You cannot have the regulator also be a seller in a market. In a market that is occupied by the human Nigerian, a particularly unique type of human person. Right. So when you go to that NNPC thing, one of the things that I would like to know, and this is, I hope we get to the Senate, and I don't want to jump to the senatorial thing, but this is where our lawmakers continue to let us down. I say to people all the time, talk to me in simple language. One of the things that I liked about Tinubu's speech yesterday, when he started and he said, I'm not going to talk about jargon. I'm going to talk in a language that you understand.
That was great.
Yeah. I wish that when it comes to this petrol subsidy, they would talk in basic language. Do not all the acronyms. Just say, okay, use 2+1+2+3+4 that we would understand. But clearly, something dodgy is going on somewhere as far as I'm concerned.
As far as we are all concerned,
exactly.
Actually.
Number two is the prices that we're paying now cannot be trusted. Let me just put it that way. Because I'm not an expert, I don't want to use the word that comes to my tongue. I can only say it cannot be trusted. It cannot be trusted because when I listen to financial analysts, they say to me, oh, you know, the rest of the world are paying, our neighbors are paying much, much more. Why are we still paying this amount?
Irita, please hold your thoughts. We'll come back to this issue, but we need to take a timeout. Let's get a break. When we return, we'll talk some more, Lagos. Stay with us. Lagos, welcome back to the Morning Crossfire. 8:41 is the time. I'm Sharif. Ireti Bakari Yusuf is here. Ufoma Igbamuno is also here. And we've been talking about the president's speech. Ladies, gentlemen, let's move this along very quickly. We are yet to talk about some of the things that the president highlighted yesterday. Let's begin, you know, with the 75 manufacturing enterprises that the president mentioned. 1 billion naira in credit to be repaid in 60 months on the long term and 12 months on the short term. Ireti, what do you think is the aim of this move?
Well, it's obviously to revitalize, or at least to awaken, or, you know, lift up the, you know, our manufacturing industry. Now, here's the thing, because of course that's part of what people, you know, every time you hear people labor on, people my generation, oh, in my days we had this, in our days, JD would tell you now, in our days we had this, I remember when they were doing this in that place, I remember when we had that factory, I remember Leventis, yeah. I remember we used to make, and those are facts that mustn't be, that you know, that can't be thrown away, right? And clearly, if and this is the thing, if every one of us is saying the same thing in our houses, in our WhatsApp chats, they also are saying the thing. But here's the thing, though, what I do like is that I have to give credit to the, is it Manufacturers Association of Nigeria?
That's
MAN.
Right, MAN.
I have to give credit to them. Why? They have been relentless.
Consistently.
Oh, my word.
They have been really relentless
in saying, we want government to do. We want government to do. But we need help. And he's saying to them, I have heard you. I've got 75B coming for you. Get carried away.
But there are other issues here. Ireti. Yeah, 9% is great. But
it's not that it's great that I'm saying. I'm saying he's playing with fire. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we haven't gotten to that part yet. Mm. We've got to talk about that fire. 9% interest rate in a 22% interest rate economy. What are you talking about, Willis? He is playing with fire. Somebody has got to explain. So,
yeah,
here's a word he didn't want to use yesterday. He didn't use intervention. Did you notice, Ufoma? He deliberately, obviously, didn't use intervention, but that's what they're doing. So what are they doing? They're saying, right, Mr. Sharif, you are a banker. We're going to give you this money. Government is literally going to give you this money and say, right, I want you to lend it to Ireti, to borrow to Ireti and Ufoma at 9% interest rate. You're going to say, but government, I have this cost, I have that cost, I have this one. You know what? We'll take it at 6% and then we can lend it out at 9%.
Hmm.
But guess what we do well in Nigeria?
What's that?
What we do really, really well in Nigeria.
What's that?
When it's government money, nobody ever pays it back. Nobody pays it back. Hmm. Number one. Number two is where you're able to, when if Mr. Private Sector is able to lend to, you know, Sandra,
yeah,
who is not taking government loan, who is just coming to collect an ordinary loan at 22%.
Hmm.
Before he gives me, before you, Sharif, Mr. Banker, give her for mine. Now you'd have taken that money quickly. Give all the Sandras, quickly turn it over, and come back and what you talk. There's all sorts of tricks that goes on. So I'm saying, that's why I keep going about sincerity of purpose. You know, you've got monitoring, you've got framework, you've got the detail. The detail is not just the devil. The devil is in the implementation. The devil is in the opening the eye. The devil is in saying to Mr. Sharif, if you dare to do this, we are going to come after you. The devil is in the minister that's going to be looking after the likes of the Mr. Sharifs.
Mm.
What we've got, look, we all just got to keep awake. I love the fact that you're able to give 9%.
Intention's good.
Single digit interest rate. In the country, I keep, just
you,
remember.
You think this wouldn't have been thought through before they arrived at 9%?
We are dealing with a human Nigerian person.
He keeps saying that.
So for me, I would rather leave that conversation to the experts, the people who, you know, it's their forte. I don't like dabbling into things I probably have very little information about, you know. But now that Ireti brought it up,
it made sense to me. It made a lot of sense to me.
You know,
the earliest one that I could reconcile with Ireti's line of thought is the Anchor Borrowers program. Mm. That's the latest one I could reconcile with that, because you could barely get anyone who paid back that loan.
So again, that's another problem. But you see, I would think that if the prevailing market says interest rate is 18.5%. Yeah, I think
it's 22, isn't it?
It can't be less than 18.5, because that's the new CBN rate.
Yes.
And then the government is giving you a 9. The layman in me thinks that's positive. Yeah. That's great news.
Exactly.
I would leave, you know, macroeconomics
ordinarily should be positive.
Exactly.
Right?
So I would let the guys who it's their forte, possibly share if you have a few of these business analysts, you come tell us the nitty gritty of it. I don't want to dabble into it, because that's not, you know, my strongest fault. In fact, I hate that part of the news. Anyway,
do you see why he never gives me 2,000 naira now?
I can see.
Mm. Don't let us bring that argument off the microphone, please. Let's just leave it at that.
Lagos 2,000
naira. Before Lagos will know you.
I wanted to speak more to where Ireti talked about implementation.
Yeah, so again, I think she nailed it. I mentioned this yesterday, that at the end of the day, the one thing that will be problematic for me will be how this trickles down to the end user.
Mm.
It's great to put policies on paper. It's great to announce all of these things. Nigerians were great at making all of these announcements. It's how it is implemented down to the average Nigerian who needs this succor. Because all of this English we're speaking here, the man who's earning less than 30,000 minimum wage, or the man who's doing mechanic, or mechanics self are rich people, you might argue.
Yeah.
You know, the man who's doing petty trade, who's selling corn in the evening, or selling granite, you know, or selling pure water, they want to see these actions. Mm. I think one of the things that he talked about was, you know, they've cancelled the whole 8,000 naira, which was rubbish from the very beginning. Mm. And they're now looking at 50,000 for 1,000. I thought that it was 1,300 people totally, but it's like it's 1,300 per local government. So I made that little bit of error last night. Mm. You would think that that's great. It's probably not going to be enough, but you see, there's the huge intention to at least put some measure.
Hmm.
So if in each local government you have people who have these nano businesses, this little bit, it might not have that much effect in a Lagos or in an Abuja, you know, all these urban centers. But trust me, when you go to the
hinterland,
when you go to places like I'm trying to remember one village now in Imo State, or somewhere down in Plateau State, do you understand? When you go to those hinterlands, trust me, for somebody in that hinterland who's possibly selling granite oil or granite, 50,000 is a lot of money to stimulate that person's business, and it will have a trickle down effect on the person's family, the person's cousins, you know, all of that. So great. The problem would be, are we not now going to turn this into a party affair? Because usually that's what happens. You know, it's usually, the APC world leader in the world that would nominate. But it's true now. It's usually what happens.
What I do want to say about that.
I would want I like the fact that he's been in discussions with the state government. Because the honest truth is that all of these implementations would need the state government and the local governments, you know, to be able to work together in unison to make this work. Because if the president is going side A and the governor of River State, for example, is going side B, we're on our own, honestly.
But here's the thing. I know, I'm the dampener when it comes to all this.
I need to take one or two calls before we go.
All the palliatives now. I'm the one that's going to put the dampener in there. Brilliant as that 50,000 naira is, and remember he said he wants to include them, right? Financial inclusion. Mm-hmm. He wants them to become the bankable, because, of course, Mephi had unbanked so many people, it was unreal, right? But here's the thing. People will do what they need to do in order to collect the money that they need. Right? The question is, how do you then keep them as the banked? How do you continue to keep them using banks? What you effectively have to do, and it boils down to what the three of us all agree on in this studio, is Oga Tinubu, President Tinubu, You need, with yesterday, before yesterday, you should have, not only should you have had your cabinet, your CBN person needs to be there, ASAP. Because why? You've got to remove, we have to go back to the days of Sanusi, COT, Kirikot. Yesterday was end of the month. How many text messages did you get from your banks? COT, ATM.
That one,
you pay to receive, you pay to transfer, you Kirikot. That's why Ufama didn't give me 2,000 naira yesterday. But let's put that aside. So here's the thing.
Breeze got some blue.
No, why would I want to save why would I want to save my 50,000 in a bank that's gonna be removing so much of it every single month? You get?
Yeah.
So he's got to do several things strengthen these ideas.
I saw a message this morning that said that if the president truly wanted to give people palliatives, then we need to slash our VAT, we need to slash some
tax
and all of those things.
No.
You know, that would impact on the average man's
life. We already pay.
Directly or indirectly.
What you talking about? You see, this is what I said about Nigerians.
That's
entitled.
That's not going to happen. What you're going to get, Sheriff, is that there's going to be more taxes. For me, I think that one of the ways the average Nigerian would sort of look at the president and say, oh, you're probably doing something right, is if we start seeing signs
we have to go now
that they need to prune government expenses.
We have to go. Iriti, thank you so much.
We're done.
Ufama, thank you for coming.